I want to talk about this other thing with Sean Faircloth, who has, as you know, been a Bangor booster in all of the things he's done as a lawyer, as a politician, as a city councilor, as an all-around good guy, someone who has been beating the drum for the Queen City. And if you look around the Queen City now and remember the Queen City of 23 years ago, it's a way better place now. And Sean had a lot to do with a lot of that. Now, this is called the the Innovative Neighborhoods Project to help make Bangor the best small city in America. Now, there are going to be five teams that are going to judge the Innovative Neighborhoods team proposals. We'll tell you what they are in a little bit. But here are the judges, just so you know. Eastern Maine Medical Center President Donna Russell Cook, President of Bangor Savings Bank and the CEO Robert Montgomery Rice, Husson University President and CEO Robert Clark, Bangor Symphony Orchestra Artistic Director and Conductor Lucas Richmond, and we're very excited about this. This is very exciting because Paige Brown, who you know was the Downtown Student of the Year 2 years ago, who is a brilliant young scientific mind, graduate of Bangor High School, at Stanford now, correct?
Stanford now.
And she came up with this cool thing to remediate phosphate pollution in stormwater and groundwater, which is a really big problem. It's what algal blooms and all these other terrible things happen and a lot of stuff. So,
Sean, and it's a national solution that people use it internationally. Intel gave her a big international award for it. It's pretty amazing work as a high school kid.
And we gave her the scholarship, which was, you know, a very nice scholarship that came from downtown and our friends at WABI.
Yeah,
as
mayor, I gave her the key to the city that year.
And Angelo's Pizzeria. And I just want to, well, we have a second to say, we'll begin this coming season's Student of the Week, which has a chance to become Student of the Year in the next couple of weeks. I don't know whether it's next week or the week after. Rich told me, but I've forgotten. So, Sean, if you could give us a little overview of this, I want to quote what Donna Russell Cook said about it. Our region faces significant demographic challenges as baby boomers retire, and we work to ensure we have a skilled, engaged workforce. Bangor's Innovative Neighborhoods Competition is a dynamic strategy that could make the Queen City a model for other cities. That's ambitious, but I believe in it. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, as you know, I've served as state senator, I've served as mayor for Bangor, and I believe there's a lot of valuable solutions that spring from government. But the idea of the Innovative Neighborhoods Initiative is to have the citizens in kind of a friendly competition have ideas that they think will really make this city the best small city in the United States. And we've got five teams that are up and running, very active. They've had meetings with advisors. We have software developers and small business owners that are the advisors to the teams. They've met twice. They're going to have another meeting in September. And I'd encourage your listeners to get involved. People are welcome to join the teams right now. They've already got a lot of interesting ideas. There's one idea for their section of the city that's going to be judged by both the judges panel that you just named, and then also Todd Benoit, the CEO of the Bangor Daily News, said they're going to do an online poll. So there'll be a People's Choice Award and a judges panel award for both best idea for a section of the city and then best idea to make Bangor the best small city in the United States to really improve the city overall. So people, your listeners should get involved and say, let's join in on a team. You can go to the Innovative Neighborhoods, the Bangor Innovative Neighborhoods Facebook page and say, hey, I want to get involved. I want to help. Say you might be a grant writer. You might just be someone who has some creative ideas or wants to help edit a draft, because they're going to meet and the teams are going to get together. They're going to submit the next draft on the 13th of September, and then they're going to meet with advisors on the 18th, and people are encouraged to join the teams right now as we speak to help them as they craft the proposals. And then those proposals will go live, if you will, come October for both the judges panel and for the Bangor Daily News poll. So the idea is to make it an annual tradition. That's what the president of Husson said, is that we would do this on an annualized basis each year, generating from the people exciting ideas to improve the city of Bangor.
Well, you know, as you look at the great improvements in Bangor, the waterfront development, the revitalized downtown, all the things that have happened were things that people were always talking about.
Right.
You know, it was, you know, boy, it would be great if we could do this. I mean, remember when the Shakespeare Festival was down there and it was just,
exactly.
It was a railroad yard and there was really nothing more. Now we have these things, but it seems to me that everybody's trying to do that. So Bangor needs to stay ahead of the curve.
Well, exactly. I think we're a good Facebook-sized city, if you will, when you say, here's a meeting, here's an event. You can really spread the word to people who are active very well. And the idea is this, of innovative neighborhoods, is to sort of create a continuing engine of new ideas. You know, you mentioned the 1990s. You know, I remember in the mid-1990s, after I served a term in the state Senate, you know, you'd go to Main Street in Bangor and there'd be kind of wind whistling down the street after 5 o'clock. And I said, geez, this place could use a children's museum, and here's why. And I initiated that idea, and we built a whole team of volunteers. And that's kind of the idea transferred to innovative neighborhoods, is that people have something that they think is good. They start to vet it. They start to ask people, well, what's the downsides? What are the problems? Sometimes you have to jettison an idea because you turn out it doesn't work, and you try another idea. But the idea here is, with 5 different teams each year coming up with 2 ideas each, that you're really going to have at least a couple of those ideas that can really be something that gets traction and really does something to improve our city.
And one of the things we have to worry about in Maine, we are the oldest state in the nation.
Right.
Guys like me are pretty soon out of the workforce. I mean, years ago, I would be out of the workforce. But to keep young people here,
right,
and to let them believe they have a future here, it's not just jobs, but it's the whole attitude. It's the
attracting
whole feel.
Working age population. Donna, the president of Eastern Maine Medical Center, she articulated that in talking about innovative neighborhoods, that we've got an aging workforce. We need to bring in new people, which is, I've been involved in the Maine Multicultural Center, which is another idea to address that, to draw in working age population. But, you know, she's got the growing business. The only growing business, according to Department of Labor, for the state of Maine, really, of any significance, is healthcare.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, and things that deal with some form of healthcare. And that's good. That's fine. But we also need additional forms of business and economic growth that'll be meaningful. So I hope your listeners will go to the Bangor Innovative Neighborhoods Facebook page and say, hey, I want to help out. I want to help out a team and get involved. And one of the 5 team leaders or coordinators will rope you in, and there's ways to help out. But I don't want to take any more time, because we've got a really dynamic idea that's already in the works right now with the Bangor Celtic Crossroads Festival.
Yeah, and I just want to say, it's very easy to find that website. If you just do Bangor Innovative Facebook, if you just do that on Facebook, it comes up.